This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And of course, you can always hear us here on Steelers.com or wherever you download your podcast, whether that be on Apple iTunes, the iHeartMedia app.
You got to do that, folks.
Yeah, please do.
Subscribing, right.
Yeah, subscribe. Leave us comments with your feedback on those platforms as well. We like that, and that helps us gain more listeners. And, you know, if you're not listening to this show, I really don't know what to tell you because you're probably misinformed.
Yeah, right. I mean,
I'm not going to toot our own horns. Well, yeah, I am.
We're doing pretty nice work here.
We do,
check out the rest of the Steeler Nation Radio too.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of good stuff going on.
A lot of good stuff on there, including our triple takes.
Triple takes are new and fun as well.
Yeah,
that,
you can hear those.
Video for that as well. So you can see a lot of us. And hey, I wouldn't kill you to subscribe to Peacock and Williamson out there on the podcast world. It would help me out a little bit as well.
Anyway, so the cornerback position, Matt, is one that a lot of people are looking at for the Steelers, and there was actually on your website, NFL,
Pro Football Network.
One of your guys did a full 7-round mock, and I think had the Steelers taking 3 corners, including 2 early.
Oh, wow.
Early in the draft, like, because he's under the assumption that the Steelers have to cut Joe Hayden.
Yeah.
Where they have to cut Steven Nelson, and I keep hearing that a lot. Well, they got to cut Joe Hayden or Steven Nelson. Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
And that you can still bring back Hilton or Sutton and keep in those guys.
Yeah.
It's possible. Because Sutton's important to me.
Sutton's important, you know, and here's the thing. If you Steven Nelson's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You could add, and he's only signed through next season, through 2022.
Gotcha.
You could add a couple of years onto his deal.
And I think he's been a success here.
Yeah.
I think his first year was a little better than the second, but I know
he was still solid.
Yeah. Played, right.
His cap hit this year is $14.4 million.
You could get that down pretty deep.
You could get that down, right? Yeah. Because his base salary is $8.25.
What if he added 2 years to his deal?
You add a couple of years to his deal. The prorated bonus right now is 6.17. So if you add 2 more years to the deal, obviously you're going to give him a little sugar on that.
Yeah, he's not going to be like, oh, great. You know, yeah. He wants a little something extra.
But his base salary, you get to knock down to $1 million.
That's nice.
Down from 8.275. You could save about between $5 and $6 million.
I would say it's about 5-ish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Would you rather extend him or Hayden?
I think you extend Nelson because of the age. Hayden is what he is. His cap number is 15.5, but that's because you've also restructured him a couple of times.
I know.
And so, you know,
what do you save by cutting him?
$7 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had your druthers, you could extend Nelson, and get, let's say, $5.5 million.
I like that. I'm in on that.
Or cut Hayden and get $7 million. I'm extending Nelson. I'm keeping those two corners together,
mm-hmm.
and that's the money that I need then to sign Cam Sutton.
Or yeah, exactly. I fear a little. I don't want to get old at corner overnight.
No.
Because you know, Sutton's not young either, and he's on
He's 26.
Too. I mean, next year's second-round pick might be a corner. You know what I mean? But you got a couple young dudes in the mix, and I don't think any of them are declining at the moment. Do you think this is possible? Because Hayden has been – he's wealthy. I mean, he's made a lot of money. I mean, could you make a handshake agreement – Joe, we're going to cut you, and then 2 minutes later, we're going to sign you to a new deal.
Or do you go to him in the way you have with Ben Roethlisberger, and you say, hey, Joe, we'd like to...
We like you, but not at this number.
Ben is taking this deal at the end of his career to come back and try to... Could you do something similar?
I mean, he's been in other places that I'm sure he does... Or another place that he doesn't like, I'm sure, as much as being here.
Yeah.
I would think that he'd be very open to that, making first-round money throughout his life and happy with his situation. Maybe there's something to work with there.
Yeah, I think you could do something like that would make it more palatable Because, like, his base salary is $7 million. His prorated bonus is $8.57 million mm-hmm. of that $15.57 million hit.
Because I want him on game day.
So if you say, hey Joe, we're gonna add a couple years to your contract here. They're really voidable years.
You probably won't see.
You probably maybe right. You see. You know, if you play well this year, maybe we bring you back again next year.
But that's probably the end of it.
But you're 32.
We're looking for your replacement as we speak.
Yeah. You just be honest with them.
Yeah. Right. That's not bad.
And again, you knock that. You probably save, you know, $4.5 million there.
Both those moves on corners.
Yeah, and people say, well, that's kicking the can down the road. Here's the thing.
The road's huge.
The road is big.
Yeah.
The road is long.
There's plenty of lanes in the road.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Right, and your defense is still really good next year. You know, like, I want Hayden there on game day, and Sutton might replace him a year from now or even this year. I mean, you play so much nickel, it doesn't matter that Sutton, Nelson, and Hayden are going to be in the field 75% of the time.
You may
still
get to the point where you say, okay, when we're in our base defense, Sutton's out there and Hayden's
Hayden
on the bench.
Might be on the bench.
But when we go to our nickel and dime,
Sutton kicks Hayden, inside.
Yeah, Sutton kicks inside, Hayden plays outside.
Yeah, and Hayden might be like, wow, that's 25% less snaps I have to play. That might keep me better and fresher too.
Right.
You know? Or some teams, Hayden's the outside guy in two corner situations, sometimes it's Sutton. Or, you know, they've done a lot of those type of things over the years too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of
want Hayden to be a Steeler next year.
The Steelers have 17 players really under contract for 2022.
Now you'd have two more with Nelson and Hayden.
Right.
And Hayden might be declining, he might not. But I think the more I think about it, I mean, including Ebron, there's more and more guys I want to stretch things out with. And maybe that gets me Sutton, Alualu, Zach Banner, and a center that can play. That's
right.
You know, that's not, that's better than Ben Garland. You know, that's a $5 million a year center. You know what I mean? Like, that's not too much to ask out of an offseason.
No. I think it makes you a better team.
Yeah. And you got some dudes, not that you want the wrong dudes, but then you have more guys under contract a year from now. You know, there's some.
And you still have a lot of cap space.
And you're probably going to add 8 picks or something to those guys too, and a lot of cap space.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a quest for a quarterback, but that's okay.
That's fine.
I'm approaching Nelson and Hayden.
If you go into next season with you got your roster, what it is,
mm-hmm.
you got 45 of those guys coming back, and you've got $50 million in cap space. That's the ideal situation. You don't want to go.
You don't have a quarterback though.
You don't have a quarterback, but you got $50 million in cap space.
Mm-hmm. But you could trade for next year's version of Darnold or Wentz.
Right. That's on the table.
Right. I mean, you could fit those. This year they couldn't do some of those.
Right. They just can't do it.
You couldn't trade for Derek Carr if he was on the block or whatever.
But their cornerback position right now, as it is you got Joe Hayden,
Nelson,
James Pierre, Justin Lane
are your
top four guys.
What do you think of those two? I'm not saying I'm disappointed in
similar.
Lane, but I wish I saw a little more to this point. And maybe if they would have had a normal preseason, I'd like him more. I think Pierre's fine.
Yeah, I think
he's the next Hilton.
Yeah,
I think
he is too.
Going to make the team.
What I don't know and what I haven't been able to find out, like in the last game of the season, when Hayden was out, they played Pierre over Lane.
Was that to see what they have in him? Or?
Well, it was in the playoffs.
I think he's better. Oh, in the playoffs. Yeah. I was thinking it was week 17.
But here's the thing. On the website, they list Pierre as the backup to Hayden. They list Lane as the backup at right cornerback to Nelson. Was that a right cornerback versus left cornerback thing?
Because they don't flop them. I mean, they are a left and right team. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been, I know I haven't, stood next to Pierre. How big is he?
He's listed at 6'2". He and Lane are both
taller than you.
He and Lane are both big cornerbacks.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've never stood next to him either. That's the problem.
Have you seen him?
I've seen him running around on the field, and he's a big cornerback.
Yeah, right.
I know. Last year during training camp, that was one of the when we were watching Chase Claypool Chase Claypool went up and caught a ball over Justin Pierre or James Pierre, and was like,
"Who's not a little fella?
Who's not a little guy?" Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering.
They're both outside corners, though.
Do we think Lane or Pierre might be Hayden's successor?
Potentially, yeah. I think you got
two. Can you live with them?
I think you got two.
I wish I knew more about both.
But. You got two young guys there that have both gotten their feet wet at the NFL level. There's a lot there to like in terms of size.
But I think it's safe to say with Pierre, he's not just a bottom of the rock. He's not dangerous.
He's not a throwaway, no.
I mean, he's not just a special teamer. No. there's something there.
Yeah.
No, he's going to be a Steeler next year.
They like him, yeah.
Yeah. So that's something.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel better if I do extend Nelson and Hayden, because there's a guy here that's young and knows the system, and, you know. Lane, I wish I knew more about, because he's been picked on.
A little bit, but that's what corner happens to corners.
That's what happens, right.
He was a third-round draft pick. It's not like he was a first.
Yeah. Again, I wish I'd have seen preseason tape of him this year.
Then you get the decisions on Mike Hilton and Cam Sutton. I think we've been pretty clear about where we would lean.
I think
he's gone. Yeah.
People are going to like him. The league still doesn't view slot corners as starters as much as they will, I bet, a year from two from now. I think they're a little behind on that. But he's a starter.
Yeah.
He's going to make money. He's got a lot of really good tape. And he's 5'2". I'm not invested in him. Sorry. I like him, but I'm not invested in him.
Yeah. Sutton's also a year younger.
Yeah. More versatile, bigger, can play outside. Do you think is slot corner a need if Hilton leaves and Sutton stays?
Yes.
I mean, in our mocks, we usually add a fifth roundish guy.
Yeah. I think you need to develop somebody, because the only answer then that you have if Sutton gets hurt and you don't add anybody else to that is kicking Steven Nelson inside the slot cornerback, and he doesn't like to do it. He wasn't great at it. He can do it, but he wasn't great at it. Unless you feel like you can move, you know, the other option is to move Minkah Fitzpatrick to your slot.
Minkah's done it too, but then you get worse at two spots, kind of. I mean, who's your free? Yeah. I mean, there's options, so it's not ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to add a 5'9 slot corner who's tough and can, you know,
if you can add a 6-foot slot corner.
Well, yeah, but that's a second round pick and not a 6th round pick or a 5th round pick. You know,
again, we did our mock draft earlier today in our previous segment, and you know, we took two.
Took two.
We took a big one and a little one.
And there's a ripple effect too to extending Nelson and Hayden, and maybe that lands our center, and we don't have that need, and so a third round pick's a corner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so this all comes together. But the cornerback position, you know, if you think about it, you know, when people talk about, well, you know, the Steelers 2015, 2016, 2017, you know, they got into the playoffs and couldn't win. Look at who they were starting at cornerback at that point.
That was like the Blakes of the world.
Yeah.
You know, and Burns didn't help shortly after. You know, right. No, this is the best situation the corner's been in since Woodson.
Yeah, so I don't think you walk away from that.
No, this is what you
by cutting guys. That's business.
If anything, you add to it or stick with what you got. And your pass rush should make the life easier on these guys too, of course, as it has for years, a couple years now.
Yeah.
Now, I like the idea of, the more I think about it, the more I like about talking to Hayden and Nelson. You talk about them in different lights. You talk to Joe kind of like you did to Ben.
Yeah.
And Nelson, you talk about, hey, we like what you're doing. We want to add a couple bit, and we'll give you some sugar on top.
It helps Joe stay. Joe and Nelson and Hayden are very close, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
And one would stay. They'd keep their exact same roles.
We want to keep you guys together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This helps it happen.
Yeah. And we're going to add something. We'd like to keep Cam around, too.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's an interesting group. I think you can add to it, you know, depending on – you know, how
Pierre and Lane
down.
Are interesting and right.
Yeah, so
it'd be nice to have one more guy to the mix that's young.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at some of the, you know, they've got guys like a Trevor Williams out of Penn State. They added as a futures guy.
Okay,
Steven Denmark. Those guys don't. I'm not guaranteeing any of those guys
but
anything. But
people step up in camp, and
that's
we
how they found Mike.
Pierre
that's how they found Mike Hilton.
You know, say
that's,
Hilton was not
you know,
part of the equation.
James Pierre was undrafted,
right? I mean, people always forget that too. I mean, across this roster, there will be two or three names that none of us are talking.
Nobody's
about.
Nobody's talking about
that are good football players.
Yeah,
and they're allowed to get better, and coaches get paid for a reason, and so do scouts to find these guys that once they learn. And this year, it's going to be different than ever too. Like. Find a guy that didn't play last year and bring him in as an undrafted free agent. And, boy, he's really talented. We just didn't know who he was.
Yeah. I think the key this year is actually having, and we'll see how this works out, something of an off season. And
it'd be nice to have mini camp.
Mini camp, training camp, preseason games.
Right.
I mean, preseason games, I think, are huge this year.
I think they're huge. Absolutely. They can only get two of them.
You can't go 2 years in a row without having preseason games.
And – last year, remember how, before we even knew what COVID was, we were like, oh, they got the Hall of Fame game. Now it's like, Ooh, they got another perk.
Yeah, they get the extra game this year.
That's a nice advantage, especially if you're not going
to
run.
Especially
back.
If they cut it back to three, so right. You still get four.
You get to go to camp earlier. Yeah. You know, you get more reps for all these guys. Presumably, a pretty big rookie class. You know, that's a nice advantage.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Hopefully, all that stuff happens.
Yeah. But that cornerback position is one where I would not be all that quick to say, hey, you got to cut Joe Hayden or you got to cut Steven Nelson. No.
No, I think.
No, that's that. All you do by doing that is create another hole in your
lineup. Yeah, so you just create more water coming through.
And if you do that, well, you got to do that so you can sign Cam Sutton. Again, you're creating another hole.
You're trading apples for apples in right. a way. And you buy some youth, obviously, but man. I don't. You better draft a corner then high.
Absolutely. That now becomes a big need, and now that's something else that you don't. That's
your third round pick's not a tight end or a center, or you know, it's a corner.
Yeah. Everything's a there's a domino effect to everything here mm-hmm. that you do.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of the team building process that the Steelers are going through right now. Again, when they're going through talking about what they need to do with Ben Roethlisberger. This is part of the process. This is why they're talking this way. Hey Ben, we want to get this deal done with you, so then we can start working on some of these other things that we need to get done.
Then you call Hayden's agent, and
because the Roethlisberger deal gets them then under the cap.
Right now you can breathe.
Now if we're under the cap, if we do this move, then we can do that move, and you know
pick up $3 million here.
Yeah.
You know, $900,000 here, and a Boswell deal or whatever.
But once you're under like. You just need to get under the cap right now. We're not worried about signing draft picks or anything like that. That's for down the road.
Right.
You know, as long as you get under the cap, you can do that. You can do that Steven Nelson contract extension
in camp
anytime.
Yeah, right. You can do that whenever.
You know, hey, we're
got together mini camp.
We're right at the cap, but we need money to sign we got to get money to sign these draft picks. Steve Nelson, you want to? Because that gets you five. You're gonna need like $5 million to sign your draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's your $5 million.
There's your $5 million with one move. Right, and you don't have to worry about that now. And you don't even know what the cap is.
That's
about
other,
time
yeah.
we need to know those things, too.
That,
the franchise tag's been out for a while, and nobody's using it.
Nobody's using it because they don't know what the cap is.
The cap is, right.
Yeah. We're almost in March. Next week when we come back, we'll be in March, mm-hmm. and we should be getting news on the compensatory picks as well.
Yeah, there are some shoes to drop for team-building stuff.
Yeah, that really then, once the comp picks are out, that changes everything in our little mock draft simulations.
It does. And I would assume all this stuff happens waiting on a TV deal. Yeah, I mean the billion-dollar decisions, and then they affect the million-dollar decisions.
Yeah,
right.
It's all part of the process here. But that cornerback room is interesting. Steelers.com sat down with Steven Nelson
in
an interview here. We haven't heard from any players in a while, so I did want to play that back for everybody in case they hadn't heard that. He's an interesting guy. I like Steven Nelson. I like talking to him.
He's been a good addition.
Not the most interesting guy when you're actually interviewing him. Like my best conversations with him are when we're talking about just non-football stuff like fishing or his family, that kind of stuff. When you're talking about, you know, asking him his opinion about the game and things like that.
He's not going to tell you.
He's not going to give you much.
A whole lot of secrets. Huh?
Yeah, but it is what it is.
I'm cool with that.
I appreciate that. He's a bright guy. But here's what Steven Nelson had to say with Steelers.com.
Steve Nelson stepped in front of T.Y. Hilton.
All right, Steve, you are in sunny Arizona. I am in freezing Pittsburgh, so I'm jealous about that. But I do want to go back to the 2020 season and kind of how things ended. Have you gone back and watched anything from that wild card game or even started the process of reviewing the season as its entirety?
Right, yeah, it was a tough pill to swallow. Excuse me. I watched that game a handful of times and, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, what could have been different or, you know, what if this happened? Well, you know, just all the what ifs, you know, and, you know, it could have been a lot of different scenarios, man. And, you know, it was just hard, you know, to lose that way.
Is there something, mm-hmm. since you did watch it a few times, that really stuck out to you that maybe you didn't notice mm-hmm. at the time? Or is there like a reoccurring theme?
Mm-hmm. Not really. I think, you know, as a whole, you know, we hold ourselves to a higher standard, and you know, we definitely could have played, you know, a lot better. And I think everybody, you know, has you know, taking that ownership, and it's going to work towards a better outcome this year.
Now, when you look at the season as a whole, there's the 11-0 start, but then there's losing in the first round of the playoffs. So how do you even, sum up, in your opinion, what this team accomplished or did not accomplish in 2020?
Yeah, I would say we showed a lot of potential, you know, that we can be, you know, that that last team standing, you know, throughout the year. Going 11-0, that's pretty hard, you know, to do in the NFL. You know, you have teams that can beat you each and every week. You know, I think that just shows, you know, our capability and what we can do for the future.
Now, you said heading into the 2020 season, you felt like you were an underdog, kind of underrated. How do you think you did personally this past season, and what are your goals moving forward as, you know, just the start of the offseason?
Right, yeah. I think this year I did fairly a great job as well. You know, just, you know, you can always, you know, count on me to hold down my side or whoever I'm lined up against. And, you know, that's just that, you know, even without, you know, all the splashy stats, you know, there's just like an analytic out there. I don't know if you know, but it's called a burn rate. And I've had a 0% burn rate. And like, so I think it's like no receiver has had 5 yards on me. And, you know, that's like very hard to do when you come talking about the NFL. So, you know, I pride myself on that. And I think this year as well, you know, that's just what's going to continue to happen.
The Steelers have made some coaching changes. The one on the defensive side of the ball is defensive backs coach Grady Brown. Do you know anything about him? Have you spoke with him, and just your thoughts?
Right. He reached out to the secondary group, you know, introduced himself, and, you know, said he was, you know, it was an honor to work with our group. And, you know, we welcomed him in. Prior to him coming in, I haven't heard of him, but I'm sure that, you know, the Steelers organization, you know, they don't bring in anybody that they don't, you know, they trust or think that can get the job done. So, you know, we welcome him in with great arms.
All right, so other than getting some vitamin D in Arizona with all that beautiful sunshine and warm temperatures, what are you up to other than, you know, the normal off-season things that take place?
Right. I have a couple things. I've been working on my merchandise, Nelson Island. Going to drop that. I don't have a release date yet, but I want to keep the fans updated with that. I know that will be a fun project. Also going to be starting a YouTube series, you know, just to show a little bit about my life off the field and, you know, give everybody a look inside of Steve Nelson's life. I think it'll be also a fun thing for me. And other than that, you know, just training, you know, per usual, you know, trying to get better each and every day, you know, so we can improve.
In terms of the offseason, I guess the not so fun part is knowing that the team that you last played with is going to be different the next season. And especially this year, there's 19 unrestricted free agents. Will you pay attention to free agency and all the moving parts and, you know, if guys are able to stay or if they go somewhere else?
Yeah, you know, and that's the tricky part about the business. You know, you have a great football team. You know, you have a lot of players that, you know, it just happens. You know, their contract's going to run out. You know, a lot of decisions, tough decisions will be made, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the way the business is. You know, I've been through that once when the Steelers signed me 2019. And, you know, it's a tough process, but it also could be fun. You know, if you make it out, you would say. Now, I'm going into my last year of my contract, so you know, I've had a great time here in Pittsburgh, and I just want to throw that out there. So hopefully, I can be here so we can win some Lombardi trophies.
I like that. Now, in terms of the offseason getting a little bit further down the road, last year was very different for everybody, and it was kind of a sudden halt. But the OTAs, the mini camp, everything was virtual. Did you like that? Do you think that that's something that should continue this offseason, or do you feel like for team building aspects, just getting to know maybe a new coach, a new teammate, that you guys do need to do something in person if it's safe?
That's a tricky one. I personally, I like to be there, But I don't mind, you know, spending extra time with my family, you know, and I know a lot of other guys might feel the same way. We're professionals and we have to conduct ourselves that way. And I think, you know, this past year showed, you know, just everybody that, you know, players are capable of, you know, having that time off and showing up ready to work. So, you know, I'm kind of on the fence with both sides.
That was Steelers cornerback Steven Nelson
earlier
this week on Steelers.com. Yeah, and I thought, you know, again, the cornerback position is one that's obviously interesting.
It is.
For the Steelers. They've got six guys under contract, you know, and everybody's hot. They got to sign Hayden and you can't sign both of those guys, Hayden and Sutton. It's just not going to work.
Hilton and Sutton.
I'm sorry. They're not going to cut. I don't see them cutting Joe Hayden.
I don't either. And Nelson, I think, has been a nice pickup for them. There's been even talk that him or Hayden has to get cut. I don't see it that way.
No,
either.
As we talked about in the previous segment, I think the more likely thing scenario is that they actually extend Nelson and get him past, you know, and lower that cap number that way. But that's
good stuff from him, though.
Yeah, that's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner Matt Williamson, for Jacob Recht here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.